In Iraq, a warning that the country's Kurds may boycott the interim government scheduled to take power at the end of June. The leaders of the two major Kurdish parties sent a letter to President Bush last week lamenting recent developments in U.S.-Iraq policy. The Kurds are a non-Arab people who account for about 20% of Iraq's population. Under the interim constitution that the U.S. helped write, they were to enjoy a veto over Iraq's Arab communities when it comes to writing a permanent constitution. When the Shiite leader Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani objected to that veto power as a deal-breaker, Washington backed down. One American who's been both advisor to and advocate for the Kurds of Iraq is Peter Galbraith, former U.S. ambassador to Croatia. He says the Kurds are furious.
The Kurds feel that their whole agreement to participate in Iraq depended on this interim constitution, and that's why they've warned that if the transitional administrative law is not confirmed either by the UN Security Council or by the new Iraqi government, they will withdraw from participating in the new Iraqi government. They will not permit elections to be held in Kurdistan, and they will not permit representatives of Iraq's government to come to Kurdistan.
The Kurds here seem to be both asking for the same thing that they're condemning, and you sort this out for us. They are saying that whoever holds the presidency or becomes prime minister, those jobs shouldn't be limited to an Arab. It shouldn't be designated for one group or the other. On the other hand, they seem to be saying one of those positions should have been designated. In fact, it should have been designated for a Kurd.
Well, the letter also includes a series of complaints against the American occupation authorities, who the Kurds feel have taken them for granted. The Kurds believe that they were America's best friend in Iraq, that they fought side by side with the Americans for the liberation of Iraq, and that they've, in essence, been punished for that support. And I think what was most dramatic for them was when President Bush's special advisor, Robert Blackwell, came to northern Iraq and told the two leaders, bluntly, that a Kurd could not be either prime minister or president of Iraq. They thought that they ought at least to have had a chance to compete for one of those two top jobs.
Two top jobs, your president and prime minister, but the deputy prime minister who was named in that interim government is a Kurd, Barham Saleh.
Well, this is actually something that has made matters worse as far as the Kurds were concerned. As compensation for not getting president or prime minister, it was agreed that the Kurds would have two of the most important ministries, foreign affairs and defense. But then the Arabs insisted on having the defense ministry. The Bush administration capitulated, and so the Kurds were left just with foreign affairs. And then the decision was made to create a new position, deputy prime minister, and to put Barham Saleh into it. The problem is it's essentially deputy prime minister for nothing.
As someone who knows the Kurds of Iraq and their leaders about as well as any American, I want you to explain to us, what would be the things that could be in some permanent constitution that the Kurds of Iraq would find so offensive that they would feel that they had truly been penalized, apart from who's president and who's prime minister, who has what ministry?
The most important issue for them is that Kurdistan remain a single unit with its own parliament, with its own executive, its own security and military forces, basically governing itself. And what they're afraid of is that the Shiite religious parties will win an absolute majority, take away Kurdistan's self-government, and it will seek to impose an Islamic state on the Kurds, who are very secular.
But for the Kurds to be insisting on a greater autonomy than an American state, say, would enjoy from Washington, D.C., with its own armed force under its own control, and, of course, its own official language, that is quite a bit to be asking for.
But from a Kurdish perspective, it is less than what they currently have. They now feel that they've been double-crossed by the Bush administration, which has not stood by the interim constitution that was adopted in March of this year.
Peter Galbraith, thank you very much for talking with us.
Very good to talk to you, Robert.
Peter Galbraith, who has been an advisor to and an advocate of the Kurds of Iraq, is former U.S. ambassador to Croatia and now with the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation.